students, and welcome to Let's Talk in English. Do you like to look nice? Well, maybe you'll enjoy our lesson today. My name is Anna, and I'm so happy to be here with you. Today's topic is fashion. The title of our lesson is, What Should I Wear? What should I wear? So, Peter, we talked about fashion yesterday, and what happened?
Well, our friends Susie and Alex got an award, and now they need to know what to wear for this special lunch today with the governor. Hi, friends. My name is Peter, your other teacher here on the show.
Excellent. Well, we did learn a lot yesterday, but it's time to learn some more. You can bring out your magazine and follow along with today's Read It. Let's go there right now.
Today is the special lunch with the governor. Alex is wearing new clothes. Rob helped him pick them out. The lunch was very formal. All the men wore suits. All the women wore nice outfits. But one reporter from Chicago wore a t-shirt, vest, and jeans. He was so embarrassed. Alex is glad he didn't wear jeans to the lunch.
Wow, that lunch is today. Susie and Alex had this special lunch with the governor today.
Yeah, and Alex got the right clothes to wear. Good job, Alex.
That's right. Remember, he wanted to wear jeans, but Rob gave him some good advice. Well, friends, it's time to go to Christina for our keywords today.
今天 Susie 和 Alex 要去参加州长的参会了。Alex 穿了新衣服。Alex is wearing new clothes. 名词 clothes 是衣服的统称，一律用加 es 的复数形态。新衣服是 Rob 帮忙挑的。片语 pick out 是挑选。Rob helped Alex pick them out. 这次的参会非常的正式，所有的男生都穿西装。All the men wore suits. 名词 suit 指的就是一整套的西装，而参加的女性则是穿着体面的套装。整体的服装就是 outfit. All the women wore nice outfits. 其中只有一位记者，他居然穿着 T-shirt 背心还有牛仔裤。He wore a T-shirt, vest, and jeans. 背心就是 vest.
Nice shirt, Alex.
Thank you, Abby.
Are those new clothes?
Yes, I just bought them yesterday.
Did you pick them out yourself?
No, Rob helped me. I wanted to wear jeans.
You can't wear jeans to lunch with the governor.
I know. Rob and Susie told me the same thing.
I'm glad you listened to them.
Me too.
Remember, in yesterday's lesson, Alex and Susie need to think about what they are wearing to lunch with the governor.
Alex wanted to wear jeans, but that wasn't a good idea, so he needed to find some new clothes. That's where we start our lesson today.
And Alex has some new clothes. Abby tells him they are really nice. If you see someone has new clothes, you can tell them that too.
Yeah, that could make someone feel really good. If you see someone that has something new, say, that's a nice shirt, or those are nice shoes.
Exactly. Good idea, Peter. So, Alex just bought these clothes yesterday. Abby wants to know if he picked them out himself. What does Alex say?
He did not pick them out himself. Rob helped him. What does it mean to pick something out, Anna?
Well, when you pick something out, that's like saying you choose that thing. You pick out what clothes to wear each day, or you choose which clothes you wear each day.
Yeah, you also pick out some food at the supermarket, or you can pick out which notebook you'll use at school. You can think of different ways to use this keyword.
That's right, and this is a really great phrase to know. But Alex didn't pick these clothes out himself. Rob helped him pick out the clothes. Remember, Alex wanted to wear jeans.
But he needed to wear nicer clothes to this lunch. So that's why he bought some new clothes. Rob and Susie both told him that he needs some nice clothes at this lunch.
Well, it's a good thing that Alex listened to Rob and Susie. Now he will look really nice at the lunch.
I agree. So now we can see what happens in this next conversation.
How was the lunch yesterday?
It was great.
Yes, we really enjoyed it.
The governor was really nice. And I'm glad I wore a tie.
What do you mean?
All the men at the lunch wore suits.
So the lunch was very formal.
Yes, all the women wore nice outfits too.
Everyone looked really nice.
Well, everyone except one reporter from Chicago.
Well, now the lunch with the governor is over. I think it went well, and Alex thinks it was a great time.
Well, that really is great, and the governor was really nice. Alex and Susie enjoyed the lunch.
If you enjoy something, you had fun. You can say you enjoy doing things. Anna, what is something you enjoy doing?
I enjoy a lot of things, Peter. I enjoy teaching English. I enjoy hiking and exercise. What about you, Peter?
Those are great things, Anna. I enjoy reading. Friends, what do you enjoy?
Well, that's a good question. Alex and Susie enjoyed the lunch, but let's get back to clothes. Is Alex glad he wore a tie?
Yes, he is. He's really glad he wore that tie. But when he says that, Rob is a little confused. He asks, "What do you mean?"
Oh, I know that question. What do you mean? That's today's calendar phrase.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? 你这话是什么意思？
You look silly.
Silly? What do you mean?
Your hat looks funny.
Funny? What do you mean?
Your hat looks big and silly.
Big and silly? What do you mean?
Take off your hat.
Oh! So that's what you mean.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? 你这话是什么意思?
So, why is Alex glad that he wore a tie? Well, because all the men at the lunch wore suits. That means they were wearing ties too. Let's learn more about that sentence with Rebecca.
Get ready for today's grammar point. It's an exciting one. All the noun at the noun wore noun. For example, all the people at the yard sale wore sneakers. Or all the teachers at the school wore glasses. Make sure that you use it. Thanks, Rebecca. So, all the men at the lunch wore suits. Suits are really nice clothes. Do you ever wear suits, Peter?
Sure I do, at formal events.
That's good. Well, when do you usually have a formal event?
Well, just every once in a while. It doesn't happen often.
That's true. Well, everyone, I've never really had to wear a suit. but they are formal. Let's learn about this word formal with Christina.
参加餐会的人不论男女都穿得很正式，所以 Rob 就说 So the lunch was very formal. 这里的 formal 是形容词正式的意思，它的相反词不正式的就是 informal， 只要在 formal 前面加上 in 就可以了。所以字首 in 有否定的意思，比如你说 correct， 它是正确的意思。那如果是不正确的话，就是 that's incorrect， 在 correct 前面加上 in 就可以了。还有 complete 是完全的，相反的是不完全的，也就是 incomplete。这些都是字首 in 表示否定的例子。
Thanks, Christina. We'll be back right after this break, friends. See you after this.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day.
Hey friends, welcome back! Well, Susie and Alex went to lunch with the governor today, and Alex had some really nice new clothes on.
Yeah, he wore a tie. Those are good to wear to formal events. He says all the men at the lunch wore suits. Suits look really nice. So friends, let's learn more about fashion in our last conversation today.
What did he wear?
He wore a t-shirt and vest. He also wore jeans.
He was very embarrassed.
Oh, no. Well, sometimes it can be hard to choose the right clothes.
He did add a jacket to the outfit later.
That's good.
Thank you for helping me with my clothes, Rob.I'm glad I didn't wear jeans and a t-shirt.
You're welcome.
So in this conversation, we talk about another reporter. I don't think he wore the right clothes to this lunch. What do you think, Peter?
No, he definitely did not. Rob asks what he wore. He wore a t-shirt?And jeans?
Oh, no. Jeans are not nice enough for this lunch. So, how did the reporter feel, Peter?
This reporter felt embarrassed. When you feel embarrassed, you feel bad about something you did. Anna, have you ever been embarrassed before?
Peter, I am embarrassed a lot. I often drop things, and...Then I feel embarrassed and my cheeks turn red.
That does sound embarrassing. Well, I think we all get embarrassed sometimes. What do you think, friends? Do you have a story you can tell?
Well, feeling embarrassed is not fun. People don't like feeling embarrassed. But it can be hard to choose the right clothes.
Yeah, if you don't wear the right clothes, you might feel embarrassed.So you need to choose your clothes well. Can it be hard, Anna?
Yeah, sometimes it's hard. But think about what you need to do that day. That might help you. Well, friends, let's talk about this pattern. It can be hard to choose something. It can be hard to choose what to wear each day.
Or it can be hard to choose what to eat for lunch.And I think it's hard to choose which movie to watch at night.
Friends, can you make a sentence like this? It's really good practice. But Alex is glad that he didn't wear jeans and a t-shirt.
When you're glad about something, you're happy about it. And I'm glad it's time to talk to Christina right now. Friends, pay attention.
Alex 很感谢 Rob 的帮忙，他觉得还好自己没有穿 T-shirt 还有牛仔裤去参加餐会。他说 I'm glad I didn't wear jeans and a T-shirt. 其实我们在生活里常常会说到，还好我没有迟到，还好我没有吃太多，还好怎么样。其实这种说法跟英文的 I'm glad I didn't 怎么样的感觉很像。来看看例句， I'm glad I didn't come late， 或是 I'm glad I didn't eat too much。在语言上，很多中英文的句子之间是没有办法直接逐字翻译的。这个 I'm glad I didn't 就是一个例子。
Thanks, Christina. Alex is glad he didn't wear jeans. This is a good thing. He looked really nice at the lunch.
Yeah, but he had a lot of help. Rob helped him decide what to wear.So Alex looked nice at the lunch.
Well, friends, it's time for our keyword review, so let's go there now. Please follow along with us.
Here's our first keyword today. Clothes. Clothes. My clothes are in my closet.
Pick out. Pick out.I picked out my new glasses yesterday.
Suit. Suit. My dad wears a suit to work.
Outfit. Outfit. What outfit did you wear to the party?
Vest. Vest. Josh wore a vest under his jacket.All right, friends, those are our key words today. And now it's time for us to take a look back at our conversations one more time.
Nice shirt, Alex.
Thank you, Abby.
Are those new clothes?
Yes, I just bought them yesterday.
Did you pick them out yourself?
No, Rob helped me.I wanted to wear jeans.
You can't wear jeans to lunch with the governor.
I know. Rob and Susie told me the same thing.
I'm glad you listened to them.
Me too.
How was the lunch yesterday?
It was great.
Yes, we really enjoyed it.
The governor was really nice, and I'm glad I wore a tie.
What do you mean?
All the men at the lunch wore suits.
So the lunch was very formal.
Yes, all the women wore nice outfits too.
Everyone looked really nice.
Well, everyone except one reporter from Chicago.
What did he wear?
He wore a t-shirt and vest. He also wore jeans.
He was very embarrassed.
Oh, no. Well, sometimes it can be hard to choose the right clothes.
He did add a jacket to the outfit later.
That's good.
Thank you for helping me with my clothes, Rob.I'm glad I didn't wear jeans and a t-shirt.
You're welcome.
Hey, that's so funny, Ginger.
You're all dressed up.
Yes, I'm wearing a new outfit.
But you're Monkey Man. Why do you need a new outfit?
I'm going to a special lunch.
A special lunch?
Mm-hmm. It's a formal lunch.
So you're wearing a jacket and tie?
That's right. I chose this outfit myself.
Well, I think you look funny.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
But don't worry. You'll enjoy the formal lunch.
Well, how do you know?
Because it's lunch! You love to eat, Monkey Man.
Oh, yeah. True.
Yeah.
Hello,
everyone. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about fashion. And here to answer my question is Ms. Fashionista.
Hello, Rob.
Hello, Fasha. You look nice today.
Thank you, Rob. I try. I love fashion.
Then you're the perfect person to answer our question. Our question today comes from Drew Shi from Austin, Texas. Drew writes, "My boss invited me to an important dinner at a fancy restaurant. What should I wear? Can you help me?"
I love that question, Drew. If you're going to a fancy restaurant, you're probably going to a formal dinner.
That's true. What clothes should you wear to a formal dinner?
You should wear formal clothes at a formal dinner.
So, nice pants, a nice shirt, a tie, and a jacket?
Right. Now, the opposite of formal is casual. We wear casual clothes at home or when we're spending time with friends.
Can you give us some examples?
Sure. In fact, let's play a game. I have some clothes right here. Now, you tell me if they're formal or casual clothes.
Okay, no problem.
All right, here is a t-shirt. What do you think, Rob? Formal or casual?
Casual.
That's right. Okay, what about this dress?
That's a fancy dress. It is formal.
Very good, Rob. What about these shorts?
Shorts are definitely casual.
Right again. And these jeans?
Casual.
You're good at this, Rob. Okay, now we have one more. What do you think about this suit? Formal or casual?
That is formal.
Exactly, Rob. Okay, Drew, I hope this helps. Enjoy your dinner.
Thanks for your advice, Fasha. I learned a lot. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Friends, thank you so much for learning with us today. Alex knows now that it's important to wear nice clothes to special events.
Yeah, and you should think about what to wear when you go to work, too. Anna, do you wear nice things to work?
Of course, I don't wear jeans.
Good, I was just testing you. You shouldn't wear jeans to work. All right, friends, we're so glad you joined us today. And come back tomorrow for another great lesson right here on...
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.